This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting yet another year of income declines for farm country, with no immediate end in sight for low commodity prices. In 2017, USDA estimates that net farm income will drop to just $62 billion, which is half of what it was 4 years ago. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says such a steep drop in income has created a crisis in the farm economy, and help is needed for the farmers enduring these conditions.
Median annual farm income is projected to be negative $1,400 this year. No matter what business model you're operating under, that is just simply not sustainable. We've been receiving calls from our members indicating that we're in the midst of a crisis. And if nothing is done, we may lose a generation of family farmers and ranchers. That's alarming and has drastic implications for rural communities, our food system, and for consumers.
Johnson says price drops and spikes are inherent to ag markets, but that the current prolonged trend of depressed prices illustrates the importance of the farm safety net.
Agriculture just isn't like other markets. The ups and downs of commodity prices should not be compared to other free market systems. When we produce too much in agriculture, folks don't just eat more meals every day to get rid of that surplus. So low, unprofitable prices stay low for a long, long time. That's where we're at today. The federal government, dating all the way back to the 1930s, has taken a role in ensuring farming and ranching operations remain viable during these economic downturns. They understand it's important to do this not only for producers, but for everyone who relies on the abundant and affordable food supply that comes from our farmers.
As Congress and the new administration begin work on the 2018 Farm Bill, Johnson believes more needs to be done for farmers in order to address the current farm crisis.
From Title I of the Farm Bill to crop insurance to mediation and assistance programs, the Farm Safety Net is the backstop for farmers and ranchers. It's incredibly important right now that we shore up that backstop so family farmers can survive these difficult times. This starts with writing a farm bill that meets the needs of farmers, not just one that has to meet a certain budget. We know the 2014 farm bill was written so that it could save the government $23 billion. Well, that didn't work out so well for a lot of folks, like the Iowa corn grower, the Kansas wheat farmer, the Texan cotton producer, or the Wisconsin dairy farmer. Congress should not skimp when it comes to providing necessary support for farmers in the next farm bill.
Johnson says that agriculture mediation programs and stress assistance networks also provide important support during tough times.
When Farmers Union members passed a special order of business on the farm crisis at our convention in March, they specifically called for more funding for mediation and support programs. Fortunately, Congress in the recent budget deal provided more money for these programs. Our members want a farm and ranch stress assistance network that provides support for those undergoing financial insecurity. This includes farm telephone helplines and websites, community education, support groups that conduct outreach services and activities, and on-farm assistance. The network would also support rural health systems, particularly mental health services, where these services are hard to access. We would also like to see more funding for state-run ag mediation programs. These programs help producers and their lenders find solutions for their conflicts. They go a long way in making sure farmers and ranchers can keep the farm.
If you'd like more information about the National Farmers Union and its efforts, you can visit nfu.org. Well, looking at local ag news, the Hillsboro FFA alumni is looking for teams of four for their annual golf tournament that's taking place in June. I caught up with Hillsboro FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer to find out the details.
Yes, we're very excited for our fifth annual golf tournament. It's going to be at Indian Springs again on Saturday, June 17th. We'll have a shotgun start at 9 o'clock, and we're looking for teams of four.
Well, sounds good. So tell us a little bit more about it, maybe a cost for a team to register and deadlines and things.
It's $60 per person, and we'll take teams up to the day of the event. Your $60 includes 18 holes of golf, a pork chop lunch, and nacho bar to snack on. We'll have two flights and cash payouts for the best golfers there that day.
Well, it sounds like a really fun day, and you said fifth annual, so it has to be getting a good response from the community to continue doing this.
Absolutely. We have several return golfers, and the crew out at Indian Springs is just fantastic to help us get more golfers and some prizes, too, for door prizes and prizes for the winners of the golf tournament. So we're really excited.
Well, sounds great. And obviously, as most golf tournaments and outings are, these serve as a fundraiser for the group. And I know the alumni is really involved with helping the high school students with some of their purchases and projects.
Yes, the alumni has been fantastic with me since the beginning of my time here at Hillsborough. So we purchased some engines for the machine repair class to work on. I went to Briggs & Stratton School last summer, and that was included in the package of engines that we bought, tools in the shop, and we're looking into building a new greenhouse now. So the alumni is going to be instrumental in helping me get that done.
Well, that's awesome. It's wonderful that you've got a strong group that's been helping you with all those things. So I guess we need to know who people need to contact if they would like to sign up for the golf tournament and those details as well.
Well, there's two ways that you can get signed up for the golf tournament. You can call me here at the high school, 532-2841, or you can call our president, Wayne Wiedekin, at 851-0153, and either of us will be glad to give you more details and instructions on how to get signed up. June 17th at Indian Springs Golf Course. We'd prefer to have your RSVP by the 1st of June, but we'll take people at the door as well.
Hillsborough FFA advisor, Kate Niemeyer. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.